You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, welcome to ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge.
Come get some!
Yeah!
Let's start off by saying good evening to the birthday boy-to-be, Michael K.
I love seeing you shove ice cream cake into your face.
And to Michael.
Against the Pacers.
Oh, boy.
He knew he did that.
Mm. Maybe it's time, Don.
No, I don't think it's time. I think something happened there, and you knew you were going
to get it. It happens. It happens to all of us, sure. Good evening to Michael.
You're such a D.
And to Michael.
I've always been weak in the power alleys.
Very good day, Michael.
And to Michael.
But Peter says I look like a wreck now, so I can't have
a... What? And good evening to Don.
Arizona beef, what is it called?
And to Michael and myself.
It's from...
it's from the meat place.
The meat place.
And to myself. Judgmental animal. Oh, come on. Judgmental animal.
Judge Mantle, that would be great, Mike, Michael, if they were in the same order.
Judge Mantle, Mantle, oh yeah,
Judge,
I wonder who
Judgmental animal.
Who would you bat first? Who would you bat in front of who?
I'm batting Judge first.
Yeah, he's got better wheels.
He's got better wheels.
No, he doesn't have better wheels. Even when Mickey couldn't run, he was a great runner.
But no, still.
Bad knee.
And to Michael and myself.
Right now, the way this lighting is, I do look pale.
Yeah, you do.
You know what happened 5 years ago today? Five years ago today.
So, 2019.
Before pandemic.
Pre-pandemic.
We were on top of the world.
Well, no, not all of us were.
No, but ratings-wise.
Oh, I have
a feeling, could that have been a Super Bowl?
Was it 6 years ago?
So,
yep, no, yeah, 6 years. 6 years ago. 6 years ago.
This is 2018?
Yep.
Oh. So I think February 1st, we'd be in a Super Bowl, right, Peter?
Yeah, very good.
The Prince party?
No, I wasn't part of that.
Patrick Mahomes on the show.
Yes, on this day, six years ago.
Got it. All right, let's play a clip.
We don't have a clip. No clip.
I'm sure we do. There's got to be something in the system.
Now, how cool was that? Now, this was just a kid that was drafted.
Yeah.
And I got him to sign the kid's journal.
6 years later, he wouldn't even look at you.
And well, I don't think that's the case. I mean, I had some very famous people
sign
the kid's journal.
He's not cool. His voice is weird. He's kind of a dork. His brother's a tool. His girlfriend's annoying.
But that, when it's all said and done, right, Peter, might be the biggest. I mean, I got, Namath. Look at a picture of Patrick back in the day. He didn't have a dad bod then.
Do we have those guns? Do we have any photos from that day?
No,
that's a still from the video, I think, that Yes pulled.
He had a great response to the dad bod picture. Did you see? He goes, I've got two kids. Give me a break.
Well said.
Well.
And the whole dad bod combo is ridiculous.
I got to look and see what he wrote. Did he just say to Marco in jail?
You know what?
Something.
How many signatures you got in there?
Oh, this got to be like 50. I had them written down somewhere. Big
Norvish.
Namath, Derek Jeter.
Who's the worst name that you, in retrospect, went, you know what, I was trying too hard?
No, I don't think I would go there.
Smoke weed every day.
Michael, my guess is...
This is a bad... Look at this picture. Look at you, you animal. That was that day. He's got a box of Nestle's Bunch of Crunch just rifling into his hand, about to shovel into his gullet.
Oh, that's the. We're mid-interview. No, I wonder if we're on air yet. God, I want to hear. Oh, wow. Michael, you look even younger here than during the pandemic.
Yeah, because it was 6 years ago.
Meanwhile, I look horrible. Look how much. I look so bad with that much hair on my head, in my opinion. Too much hair.
That's why we always want you to lose, because you've got to grow the Gallagher.
Although, Don, I don't mind your look in this photo.
No, thank you.
I can't believe I'm shoveling
Nestle Bunch of Crunch.
Now, who do you think took this photo? The Gunling?
Yeah, maybe.
Was what that Super Bowl was that?
That was Minnesota?
Yeah, that was the time that they gave me a cupcake for my birthday. Remember?
And that was when we were in the Mall of America. There was a crazy man walking behind us.
Yeah.
And who did you throw a Snickers bar to?
That was a different year.
I thought that was in Minnesota.
No, the Snickers bar with Cousins was 2017, I believe, because we were in more of a proper radio row, whereas this was in Mall of America.
Oh, Minnesota had the one, like, Frontier.
Oh, you know what else happened? You know what else is the anniversary of then?
What's that?
Me buying my hat.
And I love that.
Oh, that's right.
That was a moment in time. Yeah, that might have been the end of my first marriage, actually, when I got the hat. That's when I should have known everything was coming unglued.
Oh, my God.
It was not a good look. Well, what are you going to do?
OG and Quentin Grimes both out against the Pacers tonight. Quentin Grimes, right knee sprained. OG, still with the right elbow inflammation.
So that'll be showing you something they won tonight.
You know what I'm going to be really impressed with the way this team's going? If they can win when they're down to four players.
Right.
Play 4-5.
When they're playing 4-on-5 and they still win, that's when you go, okay.
Then something special's going on. Easy.
Here's Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart talking. Brunson asking Hart how he would defend him.
If you were guarding me, how would you stop me?
I would try to be physical, and then I'd be like the second jumper, because you're going to go through like 14 pivots and shot fakes before you actually shoot the ball. And then I'm going to have to like somewhat like show my hands and like jump somewhat back, because you like jump into people and get fouls.
So basically you can.
Basically, like at some point I'm going to jump. Like on the third shot fake, I'm jumping.
Now, from the goofing around of a couple of Knicks players to more serious news, here's Windhorse at Sea on the Hoops Collective podcast talking about this injury for Julius Randle.
I know that Woj and others have reported that they don't think Randle's shoulder injury is severe. I think Woj said weeks, not months. I've been covering basketball for over 25 years. I've covered many players who have had shoulder injuries. It's a very tricky injury, a dislocated shoulder. Even if you can come back and play on it and you avoid surgery, you are at high risk of re-dislocating it.
I'll tell you what, any kind of physical problems I have, Brian's on my speed dial.
That true?
Yep.
You go to the wind man.
Yep. Dr. Windhorse.
Well, he's not a Steve.
He'd have to change his name to be a real one of your doctors.
Yeah, he'd have to be Steve Windhorse.
But he's been following basketball for 25 years. 25.
He went right after Woj.
Is that how you take it?
Yes.
That's not true. Windhorse in France. Windhorse at sea.
How about space?
Windhorse in space. Oh, we have a clip of Mahomes from 6 years ago?
All right, guys. You brought along a clip?
We brought along a clip. Let's go back in time. 6 years ago this day, I was a man of 38 years old.
Right.
Can you believe
about
that?
About to see his marriage unravel.
About to see a lot of things unravel right before my eyes. I didn't know that in front of me was a big fall and then a huge return. Who knew?
And I had so much more grass in center field.
You really did. Let's go back.
Quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. And boy, did your life change a lot yesterday. Did you get taken by surprise?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of crazy stuff happened. But for me, it was all about just trying to stay focused and keep working and being ready for what the future holds.
Excited?
Yeah. I mean, you're always excited. I mean, whenever you have a chance to play football. So, I mean, for me, it's all about just staying throughout the process and keep building.
I guess that was when they traded Alex.
It was the day after.
Yeah.
That night on the flight in. I remember sitting in the plane, terrible seat. I was like 37D. It was not what you want.
Joey made 37D work, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have that in my arsenal.
I remember the complaining you did, and rightfully so.
It was a horrifying seat. And then I think Andrew Gunling came and found me on the flight, and he goes, Redskins traded for Alex Smith.
You got excited.
I went, wow, I wonder if he's going to have a near fatal injury on the football field and really never play for us. And 6 years later, guess what? Patrick Mahomes has only done one thing.
Win.
Play in AFC championship games and go to Super Bowls.
That's it.
All he does is win, 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 no matter what.
It's really unbelievable when you think about it. The run for this guy. Really, 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 really.
Right there.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, you want to hear a positive story, but what do you want to hear? Do you want to hear about a horrible story or a positive story?
I go horrible.
Horrible first.
Yeah.
It's about the deaths of those Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Okay.
Toxicology reports are out, and they reveal cocaine and other illegal drugs that were found in those three men who died after the Chiefs-Chargers game.
So does that put away any thoughts that the guy who owned the house actually, I mean, there were like insinuations that he had something to do with it?
Well, I was saying this to Michael off the air, Don. To me, the guy ends up sort of sounding like he did something by virtue of the fact that he acted like, I don't know what happened. Like, I think you would have come out and said right away, Don, even though you know you're risking a drug charge, but if you're not a, if you don't have any previous jail time, you probably won't go to jail for possession of drugs.
Right.
Wouldn't you come right out, Don, and go, oh my God, I can't believe my friends are dead. We were doing tons of drugs. I don't know what happened. But the way he said he had no knowledge of what happened, I don't know. It makes it seem
strange. And you knew there had to be something going on. Nobody sleeps for 2 days.
But just to be clear, according to the Kansas City police captain, Jake Bacina, who I trust, he says, quote, this case is 100% not being investigated as a homicide. Right. So they do not see it that way.
But yeah, he's probably paranoid about all the drugs that were done at the party. And if he was also high and out of it, he legitimately didn't know what happened to them.
But how about this? The fact that he was asleep on the couch for 2 days.
2 days.
As his friends' loved ones were frantically calling to try to find where they were. But shocking, none of them showed up to the house.
Maybe they didn't know where the guys were. Maybe they said, we're going out to watch a game. They didn't. I mean, this wasn't even this guy's house.
Michael's not going to get the
rep. The house.
Oh, it wasn't his house?
Yeah. It was a rented house.
Do you remember towards the end of the run of Breaking Bad, when Jesse was having those parties back at the house that he bought from his parents?
Yeah.
Just crazy, Michael, just crazy, wild parties. People coming in and out, doing drugs.
Who played Jesse?
Oh, what's his name again, Peter?
What's Jesse Pinkman's, the actor's name again?
Oh, I just had it up here.
He's a great guy.
Don't bother me. Anyway, you think...
It's Aaron Paul.
You think he was going to keep track of the comings and goings of the people that went to the party? Like, so if it was just kind of a crazy party and there was a bunch of people there and he was out of it, he knows when they left, where they went. Like, so, I don't know. I when you've got a drug party, I would think it's probably hard to keep track of the comings and goings of the guests. Right? So, and now he gets busted, or they come, they can't find him. Is he supposed to admit that we did a bunch of drugs? And then 5 minutes later, they go, oh, they turned up, everything's okay, but now we're going to bust you for drug use. Like, don't bring the drugs up until you absolutely have to.
Well, he knew they were dead.
Yeah, they come over and they go, oh my God, your friends died.
They're dead outside
your house. Isn't the first thing you do go, oh my God, first of all, you must be just broken up and you're weeping and you're going, I passed out for 2 days. I've been high. Otherwise, what would be the reasoning? How do you explain sleeping for 2 days straight on a couch? There was a loud fan. I wish I had the capability when I was really tired, just knock out for 2 days real quick. I don't think I do it very often because I treasure life.
Sleeping's great, though.
A big sleep guy. Just isn't it? But now, do you agree with Nas, who says, I never sleep, Because sleep is the cousin of death? I disagree. I believe
this isn't Little Nas X, right? This is Nas.
You don't. If someone says Nas, you don't have to bring up Little Nas X.
Okay.
You can just let it.
No, that's where, this is where we learn.
No, you don't. No. You don't have to. You just assume I'm talking about Nas because I'm 44 and not 14. But I disagree. As much as I love Nas, sleep's the cousin of life.
Well,
sleep's not the cousin of death.
I love to be in the arms of Morpheus.
You're recharging your battery.
You need it.
People, you ever think of when you're charging your phone that this is like death? No, it's life.
That's right.
In order to do all the things, you need sleep.
Why is Nas so negative?
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. I want to ask him that. You know, he wrote that song when he was like 17. So,
sleep is the cousin of death?
Yeah, I never sleep because sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. See what I'm saying?
No.
I'm good.
Just know this man was doing this when he was 17 years old. What were you doing at 17 years old?
I was at Fordham.
You were already at Fordham. What a nerd, Don.
I was drinking Budweiser nips at Gypsy Pond.
Yeah. Don was just sucking down nips.
With parachute pants on.
But the reason I was at Fordham at 17 is that I skipped a grade.
I know. It's so lame.
Good for you.
Why did you skip a year of high school? What, Don?
No, not high school.
So what did you do?
Junior high school.
You skipped a year of junior.
I went from 6th to 8th. I skipped 7th.
That's a tough skip.
But everybody in the class skipped.
What?
All the people, the 35 people, it was an advanced class. They all skipped. It was they did 3 years and two.
So in 8th grade, you were 12? That's what about right.
I guess so. But you know, the real story.
13-year-old freshman?
When I was in 1st grade, right? Mm-hmm. Follow me here.
I'm trying.
They wanted to skip me to 4th because I was so advanced.
In 1st grade?
In 1st grade. After 1st grade, they wanted to move me to 4th grade. My parents said no. If they had done that, then tomorrow I'd have been turning 61.
Wow. Don't you wish right now you'd have one of those Ballard moments that once actually happened in real life where you realized right before your birthday you're a year off and you're in fact a year younger?
I wish.
Wouldn't that be great? You just go, my God.
You've pointed out how awful I look, so it doesn't
matter. I never said that. You look terrific.
But you're so super smart, Mike. Michael, aren't you wasting it on sports?
It's a good point.
No. You know when it all evened out for me? Like, when I was really young, unlike Peter and you, I didn't really have much interest in the opposite sex. Then when that came into clear view, I got a lot dumber.
Really? No interest in... Now, nothing came of it, but God, I was obsessed. Probably why I did so poorly in school.
But if you want to go with that.
But there were no, and there were no girls in your school, were there?
In high school. In grammar school, there was girls.
So you were attracted to the opposite sex in grammar school?
I would say, well, yeah, for sure. By 6th grade, absolutely.
No, wouldn't even have noticed.
Really?
No, I didn't see gender back then.
Wow, you were beyond, above that.
Yeah.
So what year...
I was very evolved.
What year did you start paying attention to
me?
These things?
16.
What? 16?
Yeah.
Oh my, Peter, this is odd. This is maybe one of the oddest things.
No,
look at all the food. This is incredibly odd.
I made up for it, didn't I?
It's not about that. It's not, that's a separate conversation.
Yeah.
And you can't make up for that.
I can't.
No.
Can't get out from under it.
No, because what's going on at 14 and 15, it's different. It's hitting different.
It's different.
Oh, it hit different. Right.
There had to be, there must have been conversations between your parents.
What do you mean?
Questions asked.
The questions were asked.
Well, you know what? They're not
maybe
with us
amongst
anymore.
Themselves, them. But they were definitely asking.
I'm sure my sister was planting a seed about it.
So
he's 15, and he seems, you know, obsessed with Bobby Mercer.
Bobby Mercer was my love. I love Bobby Mercer.
We got to get him out of the house.
So guys,
throw hard bodies on. See if there's any reaction.
I think I put my emphasis on the right thing. Look, it helped me out.
It worked.
No,
well
I don't.
You.
I think it caused problems. I think I think it affected your taste buds.
Have you guys seen this story moving around about Tony Snell?
Yes, I have.
The NBA vet who is looking to sign with the team by tomorrow in order to compile a 10th year of service to the Players Association so he can get the benefits. According to the story, the plan is crucial. He has two sons with autism, and he has said, quote, "It's something I truly need." So he's
hoping to get
picked
up. A lot of people are saying that there's a team. I don't think there's going to be a team who does that.
Why wouldn't you?
Because they just won't.
But if there's a team that's out of it, you could do something nice for the guy. Wouldn't that be a great story for your franchise?
Yeah, I'm going to bet that no one does it.
But you sign him to a 10-day contract.
No, he has to be the whole year.
He has to finish the year.
He has to finish the year.
Okay, so
it's a tough spot.
But there isn't a lousy battle. Like
yes, there are.
The Hornets, who've got 10 wins, can't do something nice for somebody.
I don't think they will. I don't think any team.
No, I'm sure he can play, right? I mean, is he?
I think he's older now, right?
How old is he?
Let's see. I want. There's a couple important things here.
Okay, please.
Number one, he's 32 years old. Now, here's the thing, though. You got to look up Tony Snell's career earnings. He signed a 4-year contract. In 2013 to 2016, his entry level contract, his average salary was $1.5 million a year. 2017 to 2020, he signed a 4-year contract. His average salary was $11 million a year.
Hmm.
He made $52 million, and really, I mean,
yeah, that's tough.
I'm sorry. I hope everything works out with his children. You made $52 million, and you can't afford health care. You can't have your own insurance?
Well, I guess this would go... It's interesting, right? Because he's talking about care for his kids. So depending on the severity of the autism, it could be about level, you know...
Right.
Full-time help
but
or whatever it may be.
But you do get health care even if you played 9 years. I mean, it tops out at a certain... Like, in Major League Baseball, the big point is 10 years.
Right.
But it's more or less pension, not health care.
And you can still...
If you play 9 years, you have to have health care.
And he still could afford, let's be honest, to pay a few hundred thousand a year for this.
Yes. Like those that don't reach that, I don't know the other sports, those that don't reach that in baseball, you just pay an incredible premium to have the baseball health care. Like if you don't get the 10th year, you might pay $20,000-$30,000 a year for the health care.
I need Windhorse in space to break down if this is really a story. Now, one bit of news, good for me, bad for me, I don't know. The Washington Commanders have hired former Falcons coach Dan Quinn as their new head coach after maybe they were so impressed by his day as defensive coordinator with the Cowboys against the Packers in
the
playoffs.
Big. Yeah. So well, the 28-3 collapse, and maybe that also impressed them.
You know what Dan Quinn reeks of for me?
No.
It's like this is exactly the level of excitement I have. It's like hiring John Fox. It's like he's a coach.
Yeah.
He's a coach.
And you know what it's like also? Kind of like, I don't know, hiring Ron Rivera.
He's not wrong.
Let's hear what Kimberly Martin says, the difference between Rivera and Dan Quinn.
Ron Rivera was a player's coach. Guys loved him. But the difference here with Quinn and the way this structure is set up now is they have a true GM in Adam Peters. We talk about the personnel hire. This is a huge draft for a first-time GM. Granted, he came from San Francisco. They know what they're doing. But they have to nail this pick. But at least Dan Quinn, now he will have input on the draft and all that, but it's not going to be the same amount of power that Ron Rivera had from a personnel standpoint. I think that's what a lot of people criticize Ron for. The personnel plus the players on the field, the production wasn't where it needed to be.
But that's it. If you're not willing to have Rivera power, then you probably don't want Belichick power. You heard structure. Everything's now fragmented. Everybody's got their job to do.
Close
like
the
little ants. Let's march to the championship.
That'll do it for ENN. Brought to you by Security Dodge Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Starting Something New sales event.
Well, for the last time ever here on 98.7, I say see ya as a 62-year-old.
Wow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.